Well, John, that's the worst of all worlds, really. You were taken to extra time and then ended up losing the cup tie.
Yeah, it was. We actually said half time it'll be one little lack of discipline that'll cost us either team, because it was a close, really close encounter, and that's what cost us the free kick. We switched off. I thought we were ball watching a little bit, and they had Toby on the back stick. So bit of ill discipline has cost us. It's an opportunity for us to learn from it, because we have to get better. But I won't get too carried away like beating Wimbledon. I won't get too down with this either. And I've just said that to the players. You have to learn from it, and we have to move on. So you can't just be happy when we win on Saturday and then the world's a great place. This is the time now when you're being asked questions after a defeat, when you actually get in and you do things better. So you get your teammates, you get out for your warm down, you eat better, you sleep for longer, and then you get your ice baths. That's what makes a true elite athlete, and that's what will make us a successful team. And the players, to be fair, I can't fault their effort. Application sometimes in decision making, of course. If Andreas Mackerese's chance goes in, suddenly it's a great debut and he's got his first goal. But I was disappointed with the first goal. Second one's a little bit one of those fortuitous wonder goals. But I think it was the manner of the first goal which we were defeated with, which we're quite upset with. But we'll pick ourselves up and analyse it tomorrow, and we'll push on for the weekend, because that's what we'll do. That's what we can do. So I'm always an optimist. We've got a few little niggles as well, which doesn't help. But that's what you get from playing two games, especially with extra time within 4 days. But we'll see. We'll have a look tomorrow and we'll regroup.
Yeah, one of those niggles, Adam Chambers, I mean, he was off the field for 10 minutes before extra time. What's he done?
Yeah, he just felt his hamstring cramp up. Rev said if he could just get to extra time, if he can just work on him for a couple of minutes, we'll probably get him back out. A little bit of a spasm in his hamstring. So nothing too serious, but it was still, I think, it still upset the rhythm of our game, I think. I think by then we were just thinking, let's just see it through. Maybe one chance, but make sure we just don't get beat. But obviously, we didn't pick up for the set piece, and you end up conceding. So it's the manner of the defeat and the goal, which is disappointing, I think.
The second one is just one of those one in a million, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. I still thought we might nick one and we might get the odd chance with Simeon bright around the box, but the second one just kills the game, really. Very difficult to get back into it from that time. But I'm not going to get too down. I shall still sleep tonight. I shall still get up in the morning, watch the game as I would any other game, and I'll pick my players up and we'll look forward to the game at the weekend, because I have to be proactive now. That's my job. And I'll pick my players up, and we'll be positive towards the weekend.
And trying to be positive, Amadou Bakayoko put himself about quite well when he came on, didn't he?
Yeah, that great chance as well, if that had gone in as well. So, yeah, there's some pleasing before. I thought Matty Preston did really well as well. I thought he handled Eves really well. So there's some positives. George got his game. Josh was a bit off it in the first half, but I thought got brighter after that. It's a learning curve for him as well. But that's what I've said to them. Just look individually. If you can sit there and actually... And you can say to him, I give me all, but it just wasn't our night tonight. Then you can accept that. So I'm disappointed, but I'm not overly frustrated. They put a shift in for me. We just came up short tonight.